I know what this song's about.
It was the same song about the yesterday's song.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
It's about right when something happens.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. We don't need sound effects.
What kind of hey, what kind of noise do you guys make?
All righty. You have something
yes.
in there that
okay.
will tell us whether we're going to die before we're supposed to, right?
Yeah, but before I do that, let me take a sip out of my 17th cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything more than four is counterproductive, and but that's okay.
Well, and look, it is like diesel thick black coffee. No sugar, no cream,
no.
Diesel.
That's rock and roll coffee right there. Okay, so I teased this. This is from the British Journal of Sports Medicine via the way of Bloomberg.
Wait.
Yes, Horshack.
I'd like to call on Tony Vannetti.
Okay,
yes.
On our last conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I get on my timeline, 789 grams of 3,000-year-old marijuana was found in a Chinese tomb in 2008. Chinese were smoking it 3,000 years
They're
ago.
Like, where do we leave that weed?
And then Montrezl Harrell put it in his trunk?
I don't know. I saw Confucius. Confucius went over to some cave. And
the samurai's going to kill us.
Hey, Confucius, which cave did you put it in?
What's he going to do? He's going to blank, and then he's going to kill us. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you know, it's a good story. So British Journal of Sports Medicine, they're the ones that came up with this, and I the source for me was Bloomberg. But it says that... For middle-aged people, that would be us, right? Are we past middle-aged?
No, we're not middle-aged, no.
Well, then we're probably, okay.
We don't know yet. We're on the upper end. We're in our mid-50s, so.
Well, if we live to be 100, we're middle-aged right now.
Okay. If middle-aged people who can't stand on one foot for at least 10 seconds have a higher risk of dying within a decade. Specific numbers found out that 84% of people who struggle to balance on one foot for 10 seconds is likely to kick the bucket before their well-balanced partner. So,
we're going to do this live on the radio?
Yeah, do we do it at one at a time or do we do it all at once?
We can.
So, who's got a timer or do I just do one alligator?
We'll just count it, right?
Okay, let me see here. Stand up, Dwight.
We all doing it at the same time?
Yes.
Yep, we're doing it at the same time.
Are you taking your headphones off for balance?
I took them off.
No.
I'm leaving mine on.
There's one ear each.
Here we go.
We're ready?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm dancing around. Yeah, look at me. I'm hopping
on one foot.
Look at me. I'm way up here.
I'm sitting perfectly still on one foot.
Look at your arms thanks to QC
Kinetics.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple weeks ago, I couldn't put my right arm over my head. Now I can.
That's incredible.
QC Kinetics.
Okay, so none of us are going to die within the decade.
I think the point here is.
Or are we? Oh, wait a minute. I had that wrong. If you can balance, you're going to die.
I think the point is if you don't have a specific ailment and you can't do that, then you've got issues and go see a doctor to how to get healthy.
You're probably grossly overweight if you can't do that.
Well, yeah, I've always heard that. I mean, from when I was in high school, one of the workout guys were like, if you can't stand on one leg for a good period of time, you're out of shape.
It also means you're more than likely to get the virus as well.
Probably can't
it has
say
nothing to do with that.
Probably
no,
can't
no.
say grossly overweight anymore,
no,
can you?
No, you got to say grossly.
I'm overweight. You're saying I'm gross.
No, you could say it.
I
remember my mother.
I could get sat on.
My mother told one of my girlfriends I was dating that I was morbidly obese.
Just called you Mo.
Hey, thank you, Mom. All right, just when people get bored, I can't say that word. The youth of America starts disappointing me more and more each time I read. Evidently, there's something called a Project X party. Have you ever heard of these things?
No.
Me neither. This past weekend in Watercolor, Florida, some partiers decided they would run.
Watercolor, Florida?
Yeah. Watercolor?
It is near where all of Louisville goes to party.
I do Watercolor.
In break. It's Destin? In between Panama City, Destin, and all that. That's where Watercolor is. It is a very expensive part of Florida.
I like going to Fort Walton because you know what happened last week in Fort Walton?
What?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Okay, $8 million mansion was ruined. Here's what happened.
I saw this, yeah.
They wanted to throw their own Project X party, but the homeowner was not into it. He didn't even know anything about it. Police say a flyer had gone out a week before announcing a party at the address. And then all the partiers broke into this mansion, even set up a boxing ring in the living room.
Think about weird science. The motorcycles going through. This is kind of this.
Yes. Items were stolen. Valuable items were broken. One partier even took a selfie showing her wearing some championship rings. So maybe it was some sports ball figure. I don't know. Cops say that the unnamed homeowner was not involved and will be pressing full charges against anyone who was involved. Currently, the police are scouring social media trying to track down as many as 200 of the unwanted guests in the Florida mansion. $8 million mansion ruined because they wanted to have a party.
Mm. What happened to you?
Seriously. I know.
Like, what? How did you become, you were like one of my wildest friends, and now you're Buford T. Justice?
You would send out the flyers.
What is going on with you? I'm so proud of these kids. I'm not proud of them, but all of us would have showed up at the party going, whose house is this? I don't know. It would have been a hell of a, there's a band and a boxing match. You're like, this is the greatest party I've ever been to. At least they're out showing some initiative to party instead of sitting in their home complaining on social media and playing video games.
Just keep me out of the selfies.
I got older. What can I say? There was my Harley Davidson. I'm thinking about selling my Harley Davidson Fat Boy because there was a time in my life where I didn't mind if I died. Now I've got a beautiful wife, got a great dog, I got the job that I dreamed of all my life. So now I don't want to die, so I might go ahead and just sell it.
You should do commercials for them.
I know. Well, every time I'll be in my Craig and Landreth Jeep, mm-hmm. and some idiot will be texting and come over in my Jeep. My Jeep is huge.
The thing is, it all happened for you like in a moment. It wasn't like a gradual change.
It wasn't.
It just, you became Buford T. Justice like in a moment.
No. Yeah, right.
Boom.
Last year, I'm opening up in Cabo San Lucas, our door. Hey, it's 9 o'clock. Why are y'all still partying?
All right.
Let's stay in Florida, guys.
Oh, God, I love it. Florida stories.
They are trying to eliminate the invasive python. I'm sure you've heard about this effort.
Yes, it's been getting out of control. The Everglades are overrun.
The invasive python.
That's
what I used to call my...
Stop it.
Right. Uh-huh.
No.
Well, here's what they found down there. It was a record.
Watch out, it'll swallow you.
An 18-foot, 215-pound...
Oh, my God.
That's a
Burmese python.
18 feet?
I used to have a Burmese python.
18 feet.
215 pounds.
18 feet.
Wow.
A record number of eggs, 122, were developing.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. One snake was giving birth to how many?
Could have given birth to 122.
What is this, 101 Dalmatians?
No kidding.
A little more than that. So they put these little magnetic trackers on male snakes.
Yes.
And it led them to this female.
They put them on the...
That's a great thing.
Installed on the male's ding-dong.
Guess
that's
what?
That's not true.
That's what bars used to do. Half-price drinks for girls.
Right.
And the guys will follow.
They obviously eliminated the snake. Guess what her last meal was?
Oh, no.
Don't say a dog.
It's going to be a dog.
No.
An adult deer.
Wow.
So you know what that means. If this python could eat a deer, it could eat you.
Was it a doe? A deer? A female deer?
Ray?
Yeah?
A pocket full of sun?
Or
me, a name I call myself.
Uh-huh.
Fa? A long, long way to run.
Is there a possibility that, yes, he crushed your bones, but you're still alive as he's swallowing you?
Absolutely. And you're just a puddle of jelly that can't fight back, and you're watching yourself slide down this...
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
absolutely. Digested over a period of thousands of years.
Right.
Star Wars.
I was watching this thing on alligators and crocodiles. They said they can go like a year. They eat and they're good for like a year.
That's crazy.
Right.
All right. Would you pay $98 for a pint of craft beer?
No, I wouldn't give 2 cents for craft beer.
Could I turn around and sell it for $198?
You all are mistaking that those beers are already now $20 at most places. We're not far off from this $98 now. A bar in London is selling a beer for $98 a pint. The craft beer company chain is imported. This is imported from America.
It's a wheatberry nut brazil ale.
It is an American craft ale from San Diego.
Is it a Viagra Pilsner?
Go to alesmithbrewing.com. alesmithbrewing.com to see it. It's the ultra strong ale, dark brown in color and thick as syrup consistency.
Yeah.
It's aged in a bourbon barrel for 18 months and has 11% alcohol. Okay.
Most craft beers have a higher.
They do. Like 6 or 7, but not 11. But I would have tried it until it got to, it's thick, syrupy consistency.
Yeah, what do you
Ugh.
Do?
I don't want to stand a spoon up in my beer. Why $98, though?
I don't know.
Did they kayak it over?
I don't know. $98 imported from San Diego.
Well, in the spirit that nothing original can come out of Hollywood, California anymore, get ready for a reboot of another film that I'm on board for, but we'll see how it goes. I'm talking about Blade. A reboot for Marvel is going. It's up and it's going to happen. However, Wesley Snipes says he has not received a phone call asking him even to do a cameo in the project. I think that's criminal. No,
it'll lose its edge then.
Oh, good one. That's $2 out of the bad joke jar. $2 out.
Thank you.
It's not a clap-worthy, Dwight.
I thought it was clap-worthy.
You thought everyone was going to start clapping with you? Stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I tried to do this. I tried to initiate
I know.
The slow clap.
You started doing and then the fast pickup.
That's the locker room. That happens in the locker room.
Yeah. All right, so Blade series is one of the best. I watch them all the time.
It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Had Chris Christopherson in it. It was his birthday just yesterday.
Yep, that's right.
Was that post-prison or pre-prison for Wesley Snipes?
That was post-prison. Yeah, it was post-prison.
Okay.
I think.
Right.
There's three of them, so maybe a little bit of everything.
Pay your taxes, folks.
Right. Wesley Snipes said he didn't receive a phone call even to do a cameo on the new project. Even though he didn't, he says that he didn't take it personally. Snipes is also saying he's down with whatever should a come call.
Those don't come as fast either.
They don't either. Never had one of those kind of
this
calls.
This close from hitting the dump button.
I know.
This close.
Hey, Dwight, what kind of call were you on? Oh, it was invigorating.
All right. Move on. Don't double down.
Snipes says he's down for whatever should the call come, but he has no personal attachment to the character. He says there's no emotional loss. I'd be happy just to do anything as long as I'm recast. I'll do a great job. I agree with him. I think he'd do a fantastic job.
Sure.
I mean, Wesley Snipes is great.
Speaking of Hollywood, does anybody want this? Set for a re-release, Valentine's Day 2023, to celebrate its 25th anniversary, a 3D remastered version of...
Yes?
Titanic.
No.
No.
No, my gosh.
Not a chance.
That was the first date I had.
It will make money.
Took a girl named Bonnie to go see that, and at the end of it, she was crying. And as everyone exited the theater, I had to sit next to her. She was crying, and I looked at the people, and I swear I didn't do a thing.
Did the ending surprise her?
I went to see it.
The ship sinks.
I went to see it by myself, and there were two couples in front of me, and I had to move at the end because the girl started going, he loves her. He loves her. And this was 10 minutes before she let him drown, when we know there was room on the door.
Right. No, everybody knows
not
that.
Everyone knows the Titanic story.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're right. It possibly doesn't sink.
Spoiler alert.
Look, that guy was on a run. He made that one. He made like three movies in a row that made the most money in the history of movies.
James Cameron?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Titanic, and then he made the...
Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar.
But didn't Passion of the Christ beat them all?
No, that was Mel Gibson.
I know. I thought that was the highest.
No.
No, but that came out after the Titanic, and that was the highest grossing.
No. Passion of the Christ was a record money for Mel Gibson because no one wanted to make the movie, so Mel Gibson said, all right, I'll pay for it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a lot of money.
Hundreds of millions.
Yes, correct.
And then was somehow bitter.
$611 million.
Not even close.
All right, so Titanic.
Yeah, it's got to be up in the billion category by now.
There's like a cartoon that's made $1 billion last week.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
It's Avatar and a bunch of Avengers movies.
Well, that's artifacts.
It's a bunch of Avengers movies. But Avatar, I think, is still on top.
It's not.
I kind of left feeling a little blue.
Oh, okay, wait. $2.2 billion is what the Titanic made. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Women went to see it time after time after time.
Passion of the Christ 2004 did $611 million. And think about that, man. Mel Gibson Well, he gave a lot of that to the Catholic Church. He would go around in Louisville. There was a Catholic church in Louisville that he gifted money to.
He paid for the movie himself because nobody would greenlight it. So he goes, all right, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. So he got all the money. And that was back when DVDs cost $20 a piece, and everyone would buy the stupid DVD.
$30 for the Blu-ray.
I know.
Did you like the fact it was in Latin? That kind of...
It was in Aramaic.
Aramaic or whatever.
They're trying to be authentic, Dwight.
I think I got the story.
Yeah, no, I just can't talk in an accent.
I got the story.
Well, I guess. Well, it'll be as interesting to see what they're saying.
Did he say? You know? Did he say he fell for the third time? Is that what it was, the third or fourth?
I'm gonna go over here, man. I'll need your dumbass comments on every single thing.
Allen Electrical, 636-HELP is the phone number. Give them a call when you're ready to take care of your home. If there's an issue, even if it's just as simple as hanging a ceiling fan or finally fixing something in the garage electrically, they'll take care of you. I just went through an electrical fire at my house on the outside. It was LG&E's fault, not my house. So if you want it done right, and done right the first time, trust me, Allen Electric gets called after the fact when somebody else has used somebody else. Allen Electric comes in and goes, yeah, we get that a lot. We'll fix it for you. Allen Electrical, 636-HELP is the phone number. Get it right, done right the first time. Give them a call if you have any issues. They are dedicated to residential electrical work only. Back after this. My dreams,
I see you.
He loves her.
I didn't know the boat would sink.
Well, move your fat ass to the other side of the door and give him some room if you love him so much.
She had good boobs.
Well, she did, but not worth dying
for. Celine Dion?
No.
WHAS.
Oh, man, dig that crazy chick.
Man, what year is that spot? Do they have it listed?
The 70s, right?
1957.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it that old?
The Royal Teens is the supposed group.
Wow.
They still play that in the 70s.
Well, wait a minute. Was that the song?
It was a TV commercial for Nair.
Was it the song first and then the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, no, see, they took it from the song.
No, but I'm saying, when was the commercial? That was in the
70s.
70s. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That was Nair. Yeah.
Nair.
Nair was big, and you always see these legs pantyhose with the eggs. Remember the eggs?
Every other supermarket.
Yeah,
every other commercial was a pantyhose commercial.
Right.
And now it's, I don't wear them. All right, let's talk about the history of hair. You know I'm anti-hair. I hate hair. It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's We Grow Hair Indian, it's the top of my head.
You're damn right.
All right.
We love that hair.
That's right. So let's talk about the history of hair removal. It started back, how long ago do you think they started removing hair?
I say 200 BC.
I would say, well, definitely what, the 70s.
It probably goes back to Grog.
It does go back to the Stone Age. You're right,
really?
Dave. Goes back to the Stone Age. Egypt, Greece, and Roman Empire used seashells and beeswax to remove their hair. Matter of fact, ancient Romans also associated smooth hair, hairless skin with class and purity.
They also vomited in buckets so they could eat more.
And it wasn't just restricted to women. Men also shaved their legs and went hairless in the Roman Empire. I always said I couldn't go back in time because I can't take the hair. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But they've been taking their hair off since the beginning.
So the gladiators were hairless.
Yes. Threading is started in the Middle East South Asia.
What's threading?
Threading is where they make the eyebrows really thin. Have you ever seen the girl in the mall?
No.
And they, you don't go to the mall.
I don't go to the mall.
All right.
One
of the kiosks in the mall is these threads. In all the malls, they have them. You lay back down, and they take these two threads, and they go over your eyebrows, and they make them really thin.
Like a saw? Like a two-person saw or something?
Pretty much.
Wow. So that goes back as long as the Stone Age. You're talking about hairless skin in the Middle East.
How did they find this out?
Now, because there's records of it.
There's pictures of two stick people.
Oh, that's right.
Using a piece of thread on another stick person's eyeball.
On the other side of that... unibrows were actually considered alluring to both the sexes.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm. Oh, so those smooth Romans liked a unibrow,
yes,
did they?
Yes, they didn't just like the unibrow. They liked the unibrow and eyeliner in Persia.
Persia?
Persia.
Who been putting out that cools on my floor?
So in Persia, not ancient Rome, but Persia liked unibrows and eyeliner. If you had an eyebrow that was shaped, it signified that a woman was an adult and she was ready to be married.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, she shaves her eyebrows. She's ready.
She's ready.
Now, Catholic women in the Middle Ages were expected to grow hair as far as a form of their femininity, right? And also to conceal it. So what they did was, do you know how all the pictures are that seems like the heads are a lot more round?
Yeah.
Because the Catholic women in the Middle Ages would pluck their hair off their foreheads to make them more round or an oval shape.
By the way, life expectancy at birth in the Roman Empire?
Yes.
25. By the Middle Ages, 33.
Well, which probably means mid-50s if you make it past birth. That's probably what that means. All right. Thanks to Elizabeth I, when she came into power, she got rid of eyebrows in 1558. She said,
"No, decree no more eyebrows.
Eyebrows got to go. So you got to paint them in." So have you ever seen people lately to paint their eyebrows in?
Yep.
That's been going on since 1558.
Here's what else they used to do. They used to go to caterpillar farms and pick up two caterpillars. That way it moves up and down like you're looking and you're questioning something because the caterpillar moves up and down.
You know who's behind that, though?
Who?
Big Sharpie.
You're darn right.
All right, this will freak you out. But it wasn't until the late 18th century where hair removal was essential. European and American women were pressured into removing all their hair. Jacques Paris, in 1760, invented the first safety razor. Do you know what the safety razor is?
No.
That's the one where you twist the bottom and the two gates open up?
Yeah.
That was invented in 1760, and for 100 years, that was the main way we got rid of hair.
Yes.
Jacques Paris. Okay, then Darwin got involved.
Darwin.
Of course.
Yes, if you're hairy. So entered the picture, Charles Darwin, 1871, the book of Descent, or I'm sorry, the book Descent of Man, plus Rebecca Herzig's plucked a history of hair removal. Darwin's then associated body hair with primitives. So if you're hairy, you're a lughead.
Kind of Neanderthal?
That's right.
With your two eyebrows.
And your hunched over back.
Yes.
And your hobbit feet.
And then in the 19th century, they linked body hair with disease, lunacy, and sexual inversion.
So you had to hang upside down by your feet?
If you were hairy, you were a sexual deviant, and you were probably crazy.
Hairy by nature. I mean,
And either one of those things, inaccurate description.
Yes.
History of Hair Removal by Tony Vannetti.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Please study chapters 3 and 4.
Okay.
We'll have a little quiz tomorrow about what we just went over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I go ahead and talk about Spartan? Then we'll do a couple of them.
Sure, let's do it.
Hey, folks, let me ask you the question. Do you have things that you're scared to death you're going to lose in theft or maybe fire? Got to get down to Spartan Safe right now. The July 2nd sale is going on. It's the biggest sale of the year. It's the third annual July 2nd sale. Don't waste your plans on shopping for anything else. Go get you a safe because you can save up to 33% off great American brands like Liberty Safe and more. Safes used to be considered a luxury purchase, but now in the city of Louisville, it's become a necessity. No family or home or business. You shouldn't be without your very own safe to secure the things that you can't replace. Go to SpartanSafe.com. Check out some of the safes. Check out some of the prices. They have a style. They have something for every single budget, for every household or business. Spartan Safe, they're here to help protect what you can't replace.
I'd like to protect, Dave.
What's that?
Lots of pasta lasagna.
Lots of pasta lasagna.
That would go good in the safe.
I would put that in the safe. Yeah.
Five different kinds. Mexican lasagna. So instead of using the noodles, they use the tortillas. And then all the cheese and the spicy peppers. Oh, man, it is so good. And, of course, traditional lasagna, but also vegetarian lasagna. Five different kinds. Each family-sized entree feeds 10 people. So for less than $5 a head, you can feed a party full.
I pulled open the freezer this morning, and that one kind of popped out because I have a there's two layers to my freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And it slid open, and it was like lots of pasta lasagna. I was like, that's tonight. That's what we're going to do tonight. Now, everyone's getting, we've been getting back to work for a long time, but now you're really entertaining when it comes to work. So if you have a luncheon that you have to do, a lunch and learn is what they call some of these things, you can get all the box lunches custom made to each one of the people that are in this meeting, or you can do a choice of two or three different boxes. These lunch boxes are just better than the next guy. You choose the deli sandwich from the best deli in Louisville from Lots of Pasta. You get the big chocolate chip cookie or the brownie or a little cup of the pasta salad they make in the back.
Chicken chipotle pasta salad.
It is
trust
all
me
custom made to you at Lots of Pasta. So go to lotsofpastalouisville.com. Tell them, look, I got a 20 people for lunch. I need boxes. They'll take care of you. That's an idea instead of going to a restaurant and leaving a huge tip and all the rest of that, right? LotsofPastaLouisville.com, located at 3717 Lexington Road in the heart of St. Matthews. Back after this to wrap up the show. Oh, earlier today, we all stood on one foot to prove that we were in shape.
We did.
And at the same time, Dave said, I'll take it a step further.
Yes.
And he raised his hands like he was calling for a touchdown.
It really was amazing.
Or an extra point.
If you know
or a
you,
field goal.
Well,
a couple weeks
you,
ago, I couldn't do it. I didn't even think about it, and I just did, because QC Kinetics is going to help me regrow tissue in my shoulder. I was going to live with it. I don't need to bowl anymore, play tennis, throw a softball. What the heck? I'm 55. But then QC came along, and I don't need drugs, I don't need surgery, a huge bill thanks to surgery, and then run the risk of throwing it out again after going through all the rehab. So I've got two treatments in. There are five total treatments. The next one's the biggie. That's where they'll go into my hip, grab some healing properties, you know what those are, into my shoulder to start regrowing the tissue, platelet-rich plasma after that, and then a fifth and final treatment to regrow tissue in my shoulder.
Unbelievable.
Without the surgery, without the pills, and no downtime.
I used to love seeing you in the hallway because I would stick up with my right hand and your right hand, a gigantic high five, and you could never get to it.
Nope.
I can't do that joke anymore.
I'm like, sure, it hurts to put a shirt on in the morning, and I can't reach around to get my belt very easily, but I can live with all that.
You're talking no surgery, no pills. This is five treatments. On treatment two, the guy is raising his hand above his head where he couldn't do that before.
Very slowly.
Where is it? QC Kinetics. Is there a phone number?
There is. It's over there in DuPont. 502-219-4636. 502-219-4636. It's working for me. Could be your back, could be your hip, could be your shoulder. Any joint in the body.
QC Kinetics. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll have Crusade for Children trivia and This Week in Music. So stick around. The boys are coming up next on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Love you, Mom.